Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. As you know, we've got a crowdsource going, your uncommon economic indicators, and we're going to build a little one-week sub-project based on a few submissions, like this one from Justin. One of the things, he writes, that tells me people are being more cautious with their dollars these days is the office refrigerator. A year ago, if you opened our office fridge, you'd have seen a couple of cartons of milk, some various condiments, and maybe someone's Lean Cuisine meal. Now the fridge is bursting forth, he writes, with a bizarre smorgasbord of leftovers, microwave meals, and ingredients for odd lunchtime combos, a testament to the times, writes our listener named Justin. Now, bizarre smorgasbord may not sound too tasty, so let's spin this off and crowdsource the brown bag lunch for the next week. We have set up a page for your ideas for simple, tasty, packable lunches, and by the end of the pledge drive next Friday, we'll have a great resource for everyone who wants to be good and bring in lunch but is out of ideas. So joining us to kick this off is Kate McDonough, editor of thecitycook.com. Hi, Kate. Welcome back to WNYC.
Nice to see you again, Brian.
And you were last here to talk about people getting reacquainted with their kitchens to cook dinner at home instead of ordering in or eating out. I guess this is the next step.
Well, I think it's a piece of it. And as people are looking to save money in this complicated economy, they're looking for ways to do budget cooking at home for their meals that they eat at home. But saving money on buying lunch, whether they're eating out in restaurants or going to a local deli or salad bar, is also something that is seen as an opportunity. But I think the challenge is when you're looking to save money that way, you can feel hard done by not having your favorite lunches at work. So you need some creativity and some strategies for how to still enjoy having your lunch when you're at the office.
And here's the other piece of the crowdsource that should be fun, and it's kind of a contest, because follow the links at WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, post your ideas, and we will have cooks and food bloggers join us for just a few minutes each day over the next week to talk about their ideas for great lunches. And by the end of the drive, we should have a list that can get you through at least a month of great pack-your-own lunches. And you can also, you'll also be able to vote on some of these lunchtime, bring your own, you know, not your turkey sandwich, brown bag ideas that you and your fellow listeners post at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We'll also take a few on the phone right now. You can call in with your favorite from-home lunch or any trick pointer that you've discovered that makes packing lunch more fun. Have you ever had a potluck lunch at work? Or tell us why you like to bring lunch from home or why you'll never do it. Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We'll take some of these on the air, and you can build this webpage with us online at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And Kate, we've posted a couple of your ideas to our website to help kick this off. Let me read one, and then you can talk about it. Combine cubes of cheese and salami ham or turkey, sliced raw peppers, mushrooms, and tuna fish, olive oil packed but drained, sliced raw fennel, sardines, this is some sandwich here, I guess not a sandwich, and curls of Parmesan cheese. The idea is to combine protein and raw vegetables that won't easily go limp.
I think we should be creative in thinking about alternatives to sandwiches. There's nothing wrong with eating peanut butter and jelly every day if that's what you love, but I think most of us want a little bit more variety. So,
and there's nothing worse than the soggy sandwich.
There's nothing worse than the soggy sandwich. And when the weather gets warmer, you don't want things like mayonnaise or butter on a sandwich that you're bringing to work because you've got a spoilage problem. So we want to stay healthy while we're also saving money. So the idea of putting ingredients together like sliced raw peppers and tuna fish is that you can combine them together in a little container before you leave for work in the morning. And by lunchtime, it's still going to be in good shape and also have great flavor.
Now, that particular one that I just read, and I was reading that cold, so I hadn't seen that recipe before, that's a lot of work. Cubes of cheese and salami and sliced peppers and mushrooms and open a can of tuna fish and sliced raw fennel and sardines and curls. I mean, gosh, you know, your second one is one that I may be more likely to do, which is just take some hummus, chickpea puree, with raw carrots and celery.
It might sound like a lot of work, but there's different ways you can get to those kind of results. If you love to cook and you're willing to put the time in, maybe the night before, not when you're rushed in the morning, you'd be glad to do that kind of prep and then assemble it together just before you leave for work. But we live very busy lives, and we might not have time to do all that cleaning and chopping and prepping. So you can buy a lot of these vegetables and salad ingredients already washed and cut. It's still going to be much more affordable than buying a salad at a salad bar. And you can assemble without having to do all of that work. I'd also like to suggest for all of us who are so busy, and particularly those who don't really love to cook, that you can, instead of buying your lunch at a deli or a salad bar or a takeout restaurant, you can buy your lunch at a grocery store. And New York is full of these wonderful food merchants and grocery stores, and you can buy pre-washed salads and ingredients that are already cut up, and then you can just assemble them at the office.
Adam in Seacliff is brown bagging it these days. Hi, Adam.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's your fave?
I would say I have two favorites. It's salmon, which I just buy in bulk, and then I'll cook like five or six of them and just use it throughout the week. And then the almond and jam sandwiches.
Almond butter. Yeah, so instead of peanut butter, you use almond butter.
Yeah, or the peanut butter. I'll just rotate them. And then you grab maybe an apple with that or some carrots and you just packing that. Instead, I spend a lot less than buying it at school, and I think it's better for you, too.
There you go. Is this new for you, by the way, brown bagging?
Yeah, I just started going back to school. I mean, when I was working, I was going to Chipotle a lot or just, you know, the local restaurants
yeah.
in the area.
Great, Adam. Good luck.
Thank you.
Now, he mentioned salmon. It sounds like he's cooking fresh salmon. But also the canned salmon is not bad. The pink salmon, that's, you know, people always use tuna fish, but sometimes the salmon is a really good option.
Canned salmon is tasty. It's very good for you because all those tiny little bones
yeah.
that actually are digestible are high in calcium, and it's very inexpensive, canned salmon, relative to buying fresh salmon. I like his idea about cooking something like fish. Roasted pieces of roast chicken work the same way. They taste as good the next day, cold. Sometimes they taste better. You know, you could think about having cold chicken at
some
a picnic.
Some things do taste better the second day. Mm-hmm. And he also kind of taps into your idea of buying in bulk.
Buying in bulk is good for whether you're just cooking at home or bringing your lunch to work. You don't just have to think about buying things like salmon in bulk, but also if you bring snacks for your midday or mid-afternoon energy slump, you can buy things like cashews or pretzels also in bulk and then put them in little bags and bring them to work that way.
Don in Ridgewood is brown bagging it. Hi, Don.
Hey, it's great to be on the show. My brown bag these recent days has been buying low-sodium soup and adding more vegetables to it and then putting it in my $5 soup thermos that I bought from Walmart.
There you go.
I love that idea.
The thermos is great, right?
The thermos is great. We all know about the Starbucks effect, that how much money you can save if you bring your own coffee to work instead of buying it at Starbucks. But putting soup in it is a great idea, and I love the idea of adding more vegetables to something that's sort of half prepared and then half fresh. So you've got the canned low-sodium soup. I also like to suggest to people that if they work near, say, a Whole Foods, which has a lot of wonderful prepared foods, walk past the prepared foods, go into their soup aisle, and buy one of their wonderful organic soups that are in little cartons, and then bring it back to the office and reheat that. But adding vegetables is great.
Now, Don, and Don, thanks for your call. Don talks about a $5 thermos from Walmart. We have a comment on our webpage that says, invest in a very good thermos. Stanley, the company, long favored by construction workers, is a good one. Also, a stainless steel three-piece round fitted box like the ones commonly used in India, also very useful. Is there really some, like, thermos scouting to be done here? Is a $5 thermos from Walmart not the equivalent of a Stanley thermos?
Well, you know, you can't always go by price, whether something's going to be good and sturdy, what the quality is. But I think you do want to buy something that's going to stand up to multiple washings and so that you are happy to put your newly made soup into that thermos. And having the right equipment is also important. When you make a when you're going to do anything in life, you should have the right equipment because it makes the job easier.
Are they still making thermoses with glass on the inside? I don't know how many thermoses I dropped and broke as a kid going to school that my mother had to go to the Bayterra Shopping Center and replace.
They're a little more robust today.
Luke in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Luke.
Hey, thanks. Great show.
Thank
Listen
you.
All the time.
Thank you.
I've been unemployed for a little while, and I'm cutting corners every way I can. This week I spent about $10 on ingredients to make a really nice beef stew that has already given me about, four different meals. I'm also sending them to my girlfriend. She has a job, so I've been sending my girlfriend to work with her lunch as well.
All right, that's a great one, making the stew and using it for days.
And stew is one of those foods that improves with a certain amount of age. It's always better the next day.
Amy in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Brian. I used to work near Integral Yoga, the health food store, and I would go and get some of their stuff from there. They're a hot food bar that you pay by the pound.
Mm-hmm.
And get a package of whole wheat tortilla or pita bread or something, and I just take it straight back to the fridge at work. And every day I'd put some I get a variety, not all one thing. So I put something different into the in the bread and put it in the microwave. And
right now, that's really good. That just like some people don't like to do a weekly shopping for home in the supermarket, they like to buy a little here, a little there as they come home toward dinner. Amy buys near work, on the way to work.
I think that's a great thing to do, and we're all trying to save not just money but also time. And because we have so many of these wonderful markets, Integral Yoga has wonderful foods. We can make these stops either on the way to the office or, it's still a good idea to get away from your desk and take a break midday, even if we're not going out to lunch. So go out and do your food shopping then. And you also, if you have enough control over your schedule, you can plan ahead and buy a few days ahead.
So, again, we're taking your tips all for the next week, all week from now through next Friday on brown bagging it in this economy or just anyway. To save money or to eat things that might even be more fun than what you would order in or go out to eat from work, you can post your suggestions to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and your fellow listeners will vote on them. As the week goes on, we'll have short brown bagging segments with different people involved with food over the next week. Our first guest, just for another couple of minutes here, is Kate McDonough, editor of thecitycook.com. You can see her website. And, one thing that probably discourages people from bringing their food is that they don't get to go out. We say going out to eat, like the thing is the restaurant. But also, bringing your lunch increases the odds that you'll be at your desk all day and you won't get to just go out.
Well, as I mentioned a moment ago, you still need to take that break midday, and you can eat your lunch at your desk or if there's a communal dining room and then go out and take a break or take a walk or do a midday errand. But another thing to think about is doing communal meals with your coworkers. You're not the only one who's bringing your lunch to work. And as your original comment, Brian, about the person who wrote in saying that the refrigerator is full with more interesting foods, offices are holding communal meals. They're doing potluck lunches. People are sharing recipes. And at a certain time, I think you might have seemed like you were maybe a little sacrificing to bring your lunch to work instead of going out with all of your colleagues. But now more of us are finding that a lot of us love to cook and that it's fun to cook together. And, you might find that your boss is spending most of his or her time on weekends stocking up their freezer with home-cooked meals.
All right. It's our Uncommon Economic Indicators crowdsource. And building on a post from one of our listeners, Justin, about how we noticed that the fridge at work is now bursting forth with a bizarre smorgasbord of leftovers. We're going to build on that for your Uncommon Economic Indicator Brown Bag Project over the next week. Go post your brown bagging suggestions to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And again, I want to thank Kate McDonough, editor of TheCityCook.com. We have a link to her stuff on our page, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Kate, it's been fun.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, Nate Silver from 538 handicaps the Oscars.
Look in the fridge and let lunch keep us together. Hot dogs, mac and cheese, french fries and ketchup, I'll drown.